Hey folks, how's it going? Welcome to the Talking BizTech. I'm your host, Saqif. And today we are going to explore the power of augmented reality in digital marketing. Now, before we get started, I just want to request all of you to subscribe and don't forget to hit the notification bell for more podcasts like this. And I just want to thank our sponsor, All Innovative Solution, digital marketing startup, helping small to mid-sized businesses with their online presence. Now, the question is, what is an augmented reality? Augmented reality is an interactive experience in the real world environment where objects in the real world are enhanced by computer-generated perceptual information. It is an emerging trend within marketing and sales strategies. And see, the interesting part is that it allows the brand to give their customer a unique experience with the convenience of just touching the smartphone and also, any other smaller devices like Android or iPad. And the interaction between the customer and the product is immense. It's just crazy. It's like looking at Iron Man in real life. And so there's a company there's a technological company in United States of America called Revelio. And what Revelio is, basically Revelio is a software, innovative software-based development company. And what they do is they provide media and software solutions to entrepreneurs. And today in this episode, we're going to have a special guest. Her name is Michelle Calloway. She is the founder and CEO of the company Revelio, and she is also a keynote speaker and an author, as well as she owns a nonprofit organization called Tech with Heart Foundation. So let me just go ahead and introduce her let me bring her in Talking BizTech. Oh, there she is. Well, ma'am. Okay, how are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm doing great. Always a pleasure to be here and talking about augmented reality. It's my favorite topic.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. It is also my favorite topic as well. And ma'am, before we dive into augmented reality, I just want to get to know you a little better. So my question is like, where are you from and what was your hobby growing up?
Well, I'm from Reno, Nevada originally, and now I live in Walnut Creek, California. So think San Francisco, the Bay Area. So I needed to be closer to the tech stream. That's why I ended up moving over here, Silicon Valley. But my background is when I was growing up, I've always been very outgoing. I loved to dance. I loved to play volleyball, loved to be active. And so that's kind of what I spent a lot of my time as a teenager doing. As doing a lot of different sports. And then as a young adult, I used to love going out to clubs and going dancing.
It's good that you were always into extracurricular activities. And ma'am, what was your academic program when you went to university? Or what did you study in university?
When I first got into college, I studied graphic design, visual communications. And I got my 2-year degree, and so I became a graphic designer, more or less, developing advertisements or print media for companies. And then I ended up working for the city of Reno as their internal graphic designer for like 10 years. And then 2008 happened, and then that's when our economy really tanked. I got let go, and then I started my own graphic design company, while also going back to school to get my digital media degree. So I ended up going to Full Sail University at that point in time and learned everything about digital media, designing websites and designing videos, sound editing, you know, how to create film. And so I have a digital media degree now. So I'm very fascinated by visual communications, which is, you know, originally it was just print, but now it's all in online digital media as well. Story is so powerful. So I really want to be an advocate for everybody sharing their story. And video is a great medium to do that.
Yeah, and I agree with you 100% because the power of storytelling is it's really important for every business. That's what I believe. And ma'am, is there a particular you can talk more about the volunteer is there specific volunteer activities that helped you boost your skills, like the volunteer activity that you did in while you were at university?
Most of my volunteer activity came in the form of mentoring young girls when I was younger, when I was a young adult, I should say. For about 9 years, I mentored young girls, and that's been a beautiful thing to give back and to, you know, give them some sort of a safe base, you know, place to share deepest thoughts and grow and become a better version of themselves. And so it's beautiful now because some of those girls are coming back to me as adults, and some of them are moms now, and they're just thanking me still for showing up so regularly in their life when they were younger. And so I'm so kind of lost and maybe weren't comfortable talking to their parents about certain things. So that was my volunteer activity back then.
Wow. Wow. Ma'am, you do so many things. Like I said, you're a tech founder, you're a keynote speaker, you're an author. I just want to know, what does a typical day look like for Michelle Calloway?
That's awesome. Well, I started Tech with Heart Foundation in 2018. And so that is a big driving force for me now. That is a nonprofit side of things where I step up and be a leader to empower entrepreneurs to embrace technology so they can stay competitive and relevant for long-term success. Because after I saw when I built Revealio, which we'll show you a little bit from now, and Revealio means to reveal something magically. So we started out with that name because we were kind of going down a path that felt very Harry Potter-ish, bringing marketing materials to life, more or less. And when I was demonstrating the power of this amazing technology, small business owners were squealing in delight when they saw what was happening right before their eyes. But then at the same breath, they would come back and say, oh my goodness, technology's moving so fast. I can't keep up with it. It makes my head spin. Or some of them would say, man, it's just overwhelming to try and keep up with it. So I am actually a faith-based entrepreneur. And so I had a vision that I was standing on a stage in a Coliseum type environment, and I was surrounded by very excited entrepreneurs. And I heard the words tech with heart, because everything I do is heart-centered, because I value the power of human connection. That's why visual communications is so important to me. So now I'm a driving force for helping small business owners, solopreneurs, mom and pop entrepreneurs, businesses, small businesses that have always done it the old school way, help them to embrace the new way that they need to be doing it with technology, with automation, so that they can stay competitive and relevant. It's so important. Small businesses of America are so important. So I lead Tech with Heart Foundation, and you can join the foundation for free. We have community groups on all the social media platforms, even WhatsApp. So we're really trying to get the message out and trying to empower them. And what I do is I bring experts. And so I'm busy. I'm busy networking every single day. I am meeting some of the most amazing people that are going to be able to bring value to the network. Tech with Heart Foundation has three pillars of programs. One is for entrepreneurs, one is for students, and the other one is for children. The first tier, the first program that we're focusing on right now, because it's a fairly new foundation, is the entrepreneur support arm, and that's the Tech with Heart Network. So yes, you can go to Facebook and join Tech with Heart Network, the free private group there, and be in a warm, safe environment. Ask good questions and don't be afraid to ask questions. That's what it's all about, is we're a safe place to enlighten you and then empower you and then help you with the implementation if that's what you decide to do. So I'm networking like every single day. That's what a typical day for me is like, as I'm on Zoom a lot because I'm not able to be out there in the flesh, you know, meeting with people. But that's what I do. I just network like crazy.
Wow. That's really good to have. I mean, really good to do. And like the networking skills, I believe the more people you know, the more connection you have. And so my next question to you is, in this pandemic, how does technology develop business and personal relationship?
So that's my specialty. I get so excited when I get to talk about how technology can actually help you enhance your connections, your human connections, deepen your relationships. And I'm all about being unique, setting yourself apart, and conveying a personalized connection somehow, some way. And there's multiple ways you can do that. Augmented reality, to me, is one of those magical portals in which that can happen. And I actually have a soldier story. If it's okay, I would like to share that soldier story with you. Which is the whole reason I built Revelio in the first place. But this is how I see technology, just one of the ways. Video is such an incredibly important component to be utilizing in your business, because people can hear you, see you, and begin to know, like, and trust you, so that they will hopefully want to do business with you if they feel that you are indeed authentic, you know, and they love what you're doing and they understand why you do what you do. So that's why video storytelling is such an important part of your marketing plan. Video marketing is key. But here's something so unique. It's called Revelio Augmented Reality Marketing. And the story happened like this. When I first owned my own graphic design agency in 2010, I was just doing great work for companies, doing creative directing and helping them get some beautiful marketing materials. And then I was introduced to augmented reality and couldn't sleep for 2 weeks. So again, I believe I was being called to it. I wasn't looking for it, but it is an amazing technology. And once I decided I needed to be all in with it, I became a developer for the first time. I developed my first prototype and learned everything I could about the augmented reality space, but I'm still not quite sure why I was being called to it until this happened. This young lady came into my office because I can make images and objects come alive with virtual content with this technology. And she says, will you help me create a greeting card that will come alive? And because her boyfriend was now deployed overseas in the military. So he's a soldier. He went away and she missed him like crazy. She said, will you help me create a card that will come alive and talk to him so that he'll feel like he has a piece of home with him and he won't feel so lonely and so far away? Oh, I got chills over my body when I heard that. And I said, yes, absolutely. So this is what we put together. I designed this beautiful card and she created a video on her cell phone and we combined the two. So when this card is viewed through our Revelio app, this is what he saw.
Hey, Josh, it's Gabby. Yes, I'm on an app. Kind of weird, but it's raining here, and it's cold. Somehow that made me think of Germany. I'm not sure why.
Anyway, so he tells me, and he's only 20-something years old, he tells me, Michelle, I'd never seen anything like that before. And when she started talking to me on the card, it rocked me to my core. This is a 20-year-old man telling me that this one interaction caused him to just feel like the oceans disappeared between them. And he said that he felt like she was embodied in the card. So he carried that physical card in his wallet every day while serving. So that's power. That is power. And since then, so I understood now why I was being called to this technology, because when I was widowed at 34 years old, I lost the other half of me. And I know how important it is for us to have quality human connection. So I'm all about that. That's who I am. That's why Tech with Heart. It's all about the heart that you bring to the tech that really matters. That's what gels us together as human beings. So now that I've got, you know, this aha moment, I went ahead and I developed Revelio in a way that can make authors connect to their audience by making their book covers come alive.
Jerry aka Busta.
We can make banners and posters and even tablecloths, like right behind me. You know, that can come alive when it's viewed through the app too. So it's this beautiful connection. So that's one of my most powerful tools, because think about it, even during a pandemic, when we're all sheltering in place, you can still send a thank you card to a client that comes alive with a personalized message. You can send a birthday card or a thank you, a Christmas card or an anniversary card. There's so many clever ways that you can integrate this amazing technology even during a pandemic. If you have an online event and you want certain VIPs to show up, why not send them a physical printed invitation? Because people love to touch things. There's like this whole kinesthetic learner that's getting left out from all this online stuff. And so we can tap into that. The other thing is that video taps into three of the dominant learning styles. So video is key, but by implementing augmented reality, you're tapping into all four learning styles. You got the visual learner, the ones that need to hear it, the ones who need to rate it, and then the ones who need to touch it. So those are some of my favorite things to do, but I'm really big on story. Story is what really connects us. People may love what you're doing, but they may love it even more when they find out why you do what you do.
That is true. Yeah. Ma'am, I'm very sorry to hear about, I'm very sorry for your loss. And also I'm glad that you are working through your pain, and you have that drive, that passion, and that the story, what's the story called again? Is it
the soldier story?
Soldier story, yes. I'm glad it motivated you, and it motivated you so much that you wanted to start something, start your own company. And I just want to know, like, you're so passionate. Where did this passion come from? Like, how did it develop?
Well, when my husband was dying, I really had to come to grips with my own spiritual relationship with God. So after he died, I pretty much surrendered my whole life to serve God in whatever capacity he felt that I needed to step up in. And it wasn't until 2012, when augmented reality was shown to me, that I couldn't sleep for 2 whole weeks, did I actually feel like I was being called to something. So when I was being called to it, it was very obvious to me, because I wasn't searching for anything. It came to me. And then after I decided, yes, okay, fine, I'll learn everything I could about it, that's when I was finally able to be at peace within myself. But then building Revealio after that soldier story, and I see every day, I see how this amazing technology plus this video storytelling is actually connecting people, because I understand how important relationships are. Because when you lose a loved one, what is it that they leave behind? It could be wealth, sure, but most importantly, it's the memories. The memories are so vital for you to hold on to that person's essence, to just keep them with you and make them feel like they're always with you. So us building deeper relationships with one another, becoming a better, you know, communicator, being a better connector through augmented reality or through video storytelling, even in a pandemic, there's no excuse for us to not be connecting with one another. So I just find that passion is a driving force, because I know why I was called to this now, because I understand how important human relationships are. And so I'm tech savvy just enough to be able to speak to the technology side of what we should be doing to grow our businesses. So that's exciting and empowering. But yeah, I'm really all about how you use that technology. It's a driving force for me, because I don't want to see anybody waste any of their precious life just going after things that don't really matter in the end. It's about human connection, always.
That is true. Human connection is very important, especially now. And I feel like in this pandemic, I think families are friends are getting the closeness is more than before. That's actually good to see. And I just want to know, how did you start your company Revealio? Like, what's the vision for Revealio then?
So the vision for Revelio at first was actually, we started out as a greeting card company. We built an app that allowed people to sit from at their chair and to create a greeting card and then add a video to make that greeting card come alive. And then we would take care of the printing and the mail delivery part. That never did get funding because investors felt like it was going to be too competitive, or somebody like a bigger competitor could come in and duplicate it. So that was frustrating because it was a beautiful model. I loved that model. But then after that didn't come to fruition, we realized that 50% of the people that we were demonstrating the tech to in the wedding industry can, you know, make wedding invitations come alive, birthday announcements, or sorry, birthday parties or baby announcements. That's kind of where we were going originally. But then we realized that 50% of everybody that we were showing this technology to said that they would use it in a heartbeat for their business. So that's when I developed the B2B model that we currently offer, Revelio AR Marketing. It's available in the app stores. You can go to revelio.com/demo page and actually use the app through your computer screen to watch some of our materials come alive. And so I built the model in a way that anybody, no matter what age group you're in, even boomers, can utilize this technology. I've had 80-year-old grandmothers using it because they love it. They love to make birthday cards for their grandkids come alive. But now we're focusing a lot more on the business model. So that's what set me in motion. I designed it to be simple and affordable. So we have a monthly model, which is super affordable for small businesses, all the way up to a corporate model, which they can purchase the amount of streams and the amount of reveals annually. So, and then we're working towards a distributor model, which we can white label the technology into somebody else's brand.
Oh, ma'am, I'm just creating a banner. So it's called, it's a revelio.com/demo. Is that?
Yeah, revelio.com/demo is where you can download our app and then test it through. So because augmented reality works with a physical item and then a smartphone, there's no way to test it only on a mobile device. You have to use the combination of a mobile device and then a visual aid of some sort. And so we have visual aids on the website that you can just view right through the computer screen with your cell phone. Pretending it's a physical object, but it's actually on your computer screen. So,
that's pretty awesome. And also, how are you helping businesses? How is Revelio helping small businesses and nonprofit organization?
So Revelio is helping small businesses and nonprofit organizations connect deeper with their followers or with potential followers by offering a super unique differentiator and also something that evokes a deep connection and emotion when viewed. So we really recommend, if you want to set yourself apart, do something very different, but do something different in a way that's going to cause people to feel something. If they don't feel something, it's kind of like, oh, that was cool. But if they feel something deeply, like this technology provokes the awe and wonder that most businesses are looking for, that wow factor. This is that wow factor that doesn't just come and go in a few seconds. It resonates with people. I've had people 6, 9, 10 months later call me and tell me that they still have not been able to throw away my business card because they know it's alive. So if you're able to do that with your potential VIPs or anybody who's, if you're a nonprofit organization, some of your big sponsors, big donors, and you want to continue to make them be brand ambassadors for you, connect with them in a way that they've never been connected with before. And that's what augmented reality offers.
Oh, wow. This is very exciting that how augmented reality is enhancing the digital marketing industry. And so ma'am, how did you you said that Tech with Heart Foundation started in 2018, is that correct?
And we actually just started the network, but the foundation just became an official 501c3 in 2020.
Oh wow. And tell me about how it got started. Tell me about that initiative that you had
for the Tech with Heart Foundation?
Yes, yes. Sorry.
I mentioned earlier that when I was demonstrating Revelio's technology to business owners, they would squeal in delight. They would absolutely lose their mind, excited about how something physical just came alive in front of their eyes. Yeah. But in the same breath, at the very end of their excitement, would be like, "Oh man, technology is just moving too fast." So I had another vision. I told you I'm faith-based. So when I feel like I'm being called to something, I really can get behind it because I know it's my purpose. It is my why. So Tech with Heart is about empowering businesses to be successful with technology, but it still has that underlying tone, the same as Revelio, about the human connection, how technology should be used to enhance our human relationships.
It's true.
So what I did is I started interviewing experts, because I'm not an expert in every industry. I can say I'm an expert in video. I'm video messaging. I'm a great storyteller. I'm a speaker. I'm an author, so I can share a story. And then also I know enough about technology because of the software development processes that I've gone through. Plus we have our own unique shop of small business. I should say we have our small boutique shop of engineers so that we can develop software projects for clients as they need through Revelio. So I understand technology. I understand how it gets built, and I understand a lot. So I'm very tech savvy, but I'm not an expert in every field. So what I do with the Tech with Heart Network is I bring in other experts. Like I just got off the phone with somebody who's going to come on the show. We're going to talk about copywriting. She's an expert in copywriting. Well, everybody needs to know how to write good copy, copy that converts. So I'm going to interview to her. But I have a show. At first, I started a Tech with Heart show on Facebook, but then I ended up launching the Tech with Heart show onto Roku, Amazon Fire, and now I'm on 10 different podcast platforms, as well as Facebook, as well as YouTube. Yeah. So I'm really growing and expanding my network. And so I bring experts on to the Tech with Heart show that add value back to the entrepreneurial audience. And then I also will invite that same expert to host like some form of a workshop, or let the audience know that this expert is hosting a certain workshop so they can go and opt in for that if they so choose. Mm-hmm. That is what I'm continually doing, is I'm finding experts to bring value back to the entrepreneurial audience. We've had an expert on there talking about blockchain. We've had an expert on there talking about financial software to make sure that you can forecast your business expected growth, or you know, to just see the holes in your business model, you know, so you can fix those holes before you lose tens of thousands of dollars. So we've got experts talking about how new technology is being designed so that we can blue collar workers can be a part of the stock market. We've had experts on there talking about funnels and how to create funnels, and also how to hire a VA. So it runs the whole gamut of business development. So anything business development wise that incorporates some level of tech, like this week, we're talking about how to have tech health. We have a health expert actually coming to the table to talk about health in tech, because you need to have a healthy attitude towards tech in your business.
That's true. That's true. I agree with you. A healthy relationship with tech is very important for for any business now, because we need, like, a lot of businesses are relied on technology, especially in this pandemic. And ma'am, you know, you're also a media expert. I just want to know, what do you do as a media publicity agent?
So because of the fact that I have a television show of my own, Tech with Heart, I am now a partner agent with my broadcasting agency services. So her name is Raven Blair Glover, and she's got 30 years in broadcasting experience. So because of what I was already doing with Revelio, which is innovative, interactive media, and then we also do digital media through video creation, I am now partnering with her to allow other experts to come to me who are ready to go big. Somebody like is a thought leader. They've already kind of created a little bit of a name for themselves as an influencer, but now they want to go real big. So we can help them establish themselves as a television show host, but they also would get a podcast with that. So we don't just do straight up podcasts. We do TV show podcasts. So we do both. So you need to be seen and heard, right? That's our motto. So our the story is so important. Your message is so important. You got to get it out there on as many platforms as possible so that somebody can stumble upon you on the channel that they were already on. So we're on TV, on Roku, Amazon Fire, and we can even can set up certain mastermind leaders or bigger gurus with their own channel. So 70% of America has cut the cord from cable television, and now they're streaming all of their TV. So if you really want to take action at a time when there's a shift happening and get in on the ground floor, now's the time to get yourself on TV and to even start your own network. For instance, you can build your own Netflix for your own business niche. Imagine that, building your own network and having other hosts host their show on your network. That's huge. So so I'm offering that as an opportunity for thought leaders to go big. And then we also do a lot of really cool publicity around that through my partner agency. We can get businesses featured in national magazines, full page ads. Talk about credibility, right? Now you're a television show host and we do press releases. So you're going to get national news coverage that you're launching this new television channel. And then on top of that, we can even get you a full page ad featured in a national magazine like Forbes, Fortune, or Entrepreneur, or Wired, right? Wired would be a good one for anybody tech. And then we also can get them a 15 to 30 second commercial air spot on major news networks on Roku or Amazon Fire, or Apple TV, like NBC or ESPN if they're in sports, or Health Network if they're in health.
I just have a quick question. Were you in a Shark Tank?
I was interviewed by Kevin Harrington, who was the original shark from Shark Tank. That was back when I first got going in Revealio, and he really praised me for developing augmented reality marketing in the way that it was simple, but it did indeed give businesses that unique differentiator that they need so desperately to set themselves apart. So he was really proud of me on that. And then we also earned an article from Inc. magazine where they sought me out to do an article about me in the way that we can help business owners, again, set themselves apart and also create a captivating user experience that makes them feel like, because when people are all captivated and enamored by you, it's so much easier for them to say, yes, I want to do business with you. So some early on, some publicity that I was able to receive earlier on in my career.
Wow. So my next question is, what's next for Michelle Calloway? Like, I would say, let's say next 5 to 10 years.
5 to 10 years, I see that Revealio is going to continue to expand because we're starting to get a lot more just momentum and more visibility through a lot of the own publicity stuff that I'm doing, able to do, and also through Tech with Heart. So Tech with Heart is starting to attract bigger players, bigger partners. And so as the Tech with Heart network grows, Revealio is always going to be one of its primary sponsors. Right. So the augmented reality technology can be utilized in the Tech with Heart network to help businesses promote. So the two kind of play hand in hand, the two businesses. But I definitely see myself traveling around the world, and I see Tech with Heart network growing to be a global movement. The Tech with Heart initiative is to help everybody understand that automation is great, but we got to make sure that we're using it right, because if you lose sight of how important human connection is, you're going to fizzle out, because people are the ones who do business with people. Technology is just a tool. It's not the end all. So we have to be sure we're using technology in a way that feels good, that feels right, and it resonates with people.
That is correct. Yes. Yes, ma'am. And we're almost near the end. A lot of people are struggling financially. I'm just wondering, because, you know, like the unemployment, I think more than 8 million people in the United States of America are unemployed. That's what I heard. I just want to know, like, what advice do you have for the individuals who are struggling financially? And also, do you think the Revealio affiliated marketing can help in any capacity or any ways?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the affiliate model. I'm seeing it more and more right now too. There's a lot of people that are being very generous. A lot of experts, I should say, are being very generous with their knowledge, and they're sharing their knowledge. So you don't necessarily have to lay down $5,000, $10,000, or even $20,000 to be a part of a mastermind anymore. Clubhouse has just come on board, and you're seeing gurus showing up there every day, giving away knowledge that you would normally have to pay $20,000 to $40,000 to attain by being part of their mastermind. So you can't really say that finances is something that's going to keep you from being able to grow. However, myself, my own business in 2020 was difficult. Augmented reality took a hit too, you know, because people used to really use this when they were networking at physical events. They would set themselves apart by making their business card come alive, or authors were making their book covers come alive, and everybody was like, "Ooh, wow, that's fascinating. Wow, tell me more." And so we took a hit. And so when it comes to, you know, finding some funding, I do want you to know that there are multiple, just be creative, keep your credit score as high as you possibly can. Just even making tiny little bits of a monthly payment will help rather than just not paying at all. So just do what you can, keep your credit score high, because what I did was I was able to finance my business based on my personal credit score. So there's actual like business lines of credit I was able to attain that saved my business at a time when I knew I was starting to launch, and I did a pivot. So augmented reality isn't my only thing that I sell right now. So I did a pivot into an arena with these television shows, helping people get their television show started, which is really hot right now. So if you are in a position where you're struggling financially, but your credit score hasn't dipped below 680, reach out to me, Michelle Calloway, or mcalloway at revealio.com, and I can even help businesses look into getting some business lines of credit like I did. I can speak to it firsthand. It saved my business. I was able to access $50,000 in capital if I needed to. So it saved the day, right? You don't have to use it all, but if you needed to just pay a few bills just to keep your credit out of the tanker, you know, just do that. And then affiliate models are great. You can actually make pretty good money by just paying attention to what's really hot right now, finding out if those businesses have affiliate programs like Revealio does. And you can just start sharing the word about what these other companies are doing to just get some residual income flowing through your own organization. So affiliate marketing is really a good model to just grow your business anyway, if it makes sense, if it complements what you're already doing.
Yes, I agree. I agree 100%. And ma'am, I just want to thank you for your time, and also for coming to Talking BizTech. I would love to have you again. But thank you so much for the knowledge, for the insight, and for the advice. And I hope it'll benefit the people. And I wish nothing but the best for Revealio and yourself. So, ma'am, thank you so much once again, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Sukhi. Appreciate it.
Oh. I will just mute. Okay. Well, folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Do not forget to subscribe and hit the notification bell once again. And I will get back to you every month with a new podcast. And thank you so much once again, and have a wonderful day. Bye.